This episode of the Women Got Game podcast is made possible in part by KeyBank. KeyBank is a proud sponsor of women's athletics in Toledo and Northwest Ohio.
Welcome to Women Got Game, where we uncover untold stories of extraordinary women in sports across Northwest Ohio and beyond. I'm Sophia Fisher, and we're going to celebrate the evolution of female athletes, coaches, and sports enthusiasts. Let's dive into a world often overlooked in the broader sports narrative. Ready to explore? Let's play. Melanie Krings is the co-founder of She Sports, a platform and an app designed to empower female athletes through conversations around confidence, mental health, nutrition, training, and life skills. She Sports is more than just a resource. It's a movement helping women show up stronger in every part of their lives. All right. Welcome to our listeners. And today we have a special guest for you. It's Melanie Krings, and she is with She Sports. So I don't know if many of you know this, but obviously we're so many women that are around the country now putting their arms around women's athletics, women's sports. I think it's just exploded probably in the last few years here, just from the likes of not just women's basketball, but all sports, and our Caitlin Clarks of the world. But there's so many fabulous athletes and so many fabulous organizations out there. And today, Melanie's going to tell us about She Sports. And Melanie, we're so happy to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So let's start off by telling our audience, what is She Sports?
She Sports is a positive content platform for young girls ages 8 to 18, and the whole concept is we wanted to give these girls a safe space to go instead of scrolling through YouTube Reels or TikTok or all the other things that are out there. We wanted to give them this really safe space where all of the content comes from female collegiate and pro athletes. And these athletes are talking about not just their sport and training and nutrition and topics related to sports, but they get to show all different sides of them. So they'll talk about doing hair and makeup, like some of the more fun, trendy things. They'll talk about mental health and confidence. They'll talk about spirituality, academics, their goals for the future. So they have this really safe space where they can show these younger, next generation of athletes what it's like to compete at the collegiate and pro levels, the stresses that they're going through, and really just show all the different facets of who they are as women, and especially women playing sports at such a high level.
So that it sounds awesome and very genius. I think it was definitely needed, especially in these times of just so many opportunities and the pay-to-play model. And especially if you're really young, aspiring to be a college athlete, there can be a lot of things to navigate. And tell me more about, since this is an app, okay, how does this really differ? I mean, obviously you have different platforms for social, but why did you decide to go in this direction instead of really making it more of a social platform?
Yeah, so kind of two different reasons. Number one, we have a young daughter. She's a sixth grader. She has a cell phone. We really limit her social media use, and we know a lot of other parents out there who do this, yet she's a competitive little athlete who's playing select volleyball, select basketball. All of her friends are in multiple different select sports. So they're competitors, right? But we don't want them on social media. So we wanted to create this place where they could access this content, but they didn't have to have social media profiles to do it. Number two, it is not social media because we do not have any of those open messaging boards where keyboard warriors can kind of go rogue and post whatever they want. Like, if you think about social media, that's where so much of the negativity can stem from. So we wanted to stay away from that as much as possible because we know that the young girls who are on social media it can just be such a negative space. They're always comparing themselves to what they see these, you know, perfect representations of athletes and other young women out there. They see negative comments on their photos or different things. So we just really wanted to create that safe, positive place where the young girls themselves didn't have to worry about this negativity. But on the other side of it, our college athletes, they love it as well because they post about a lot of different things that they would never put on social media again because they're worried about people just being mean, right? And so that's why it was so important for us that this not be social media.
I guess maybe I have to ask you then, what was maybe a defining moment? Was there a particular example you can give us that you said to yourself, you know, you realized this has to exist. We need to do this.
I don't know if I can remember the specific moment, but it was just watching our daughter just scroll mindlessly, right, through YouTube shorts, through the TikTok videos. Sure. And again, we're like, God, this like, it's some of it's really fun and it can like social media, there is some fun and goodness to it, but we're like, man, she's literally learning nothing. I equate it to, I love watching like Bravo series, some of those housewives shows when I would need like just a mental break from my own life. And my husband would always say, oh my God, you're getting stupider for watching this stuff. Right. And that's sort of, I guess, maybe how we felt with our daughter scrolling through all of this content. Like some of it was fine, but some of it was just junk and garbage. And we just wanted this place where she would have access to better content, more educational content, content related to things that she's interested surrounding sports. And really, that's how this came about. But I will tell you, too, a lot of this ties into our relationships with female volleyball players at the collegiate level, getting to know them through some different NIL deals, and just seeing what great role models they are for young girls, both on the court, on the field, but then also academically. And many of them are involved in different things in their communities. So we kind of started putting it all together, like we were piecing this puzzle together, right? And finally we said, oh my gosh, we need to create this space because right now it does not exist where we can put these amazing female role models who are playing at the highest levels in front of our young girls to give them inspiration, to tell these young girls, hey, you're going through something really hard right now. I went through that too. And guess what? As a college athlete, I'm still going through it right now. So we couldn't find it, so we created it. And here we are. She Sports launched back in November, and we haven't looked back.
Well, it sounds like you've moved the needle in the right direction. And let's shift to more of a discussion on business perspective. So what was the biggest challenge that you faced, you know, getting She Sports off the ground? And how did you push through that?
Yeah. Do I have to pick just one?
No, you can have as many as you want.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, one of the biggest challenges was, so my husband and I, we both have a marketing backgrounds, marketing and sales. My husband and I are both very entrepreneurial, so we love building and growing businesses, but we have never built a business in the tech space before. So that was kind of scary, right? Like, okay, we want to build an app. Where do we even start? And we want it to be a good app. So what is this going to look like? Who can guide us through this process? So we found some really amazing developers in Washington. And it's a husband and wife team, and they have a really great team of developers. But Kirsta and her husband, Michael, they worked for companies like Nike and Google, doing the types of things that we're trying to do here. They've built other apps for females and in the sports space as well. So they were a really great natural fit. And we have relied on them to help us build this app. to help us figure out, okay, what is the user experience going to look like? How do we build in some revenue generation eventually here? So there have been a ton of meetings over the past couple of years. We built a prototype first because we really wanted to test the concept and make sure that it was going to work before we put more time and money into building the app itself. But when we built that prototype, we got such amazing feedback. We're like, okay, we've got to make this happen. So we greenlit the development of the actual app. And that's been, it's just been a learning process. When you build an app and it goes live, like, there were a lot of hurdles when our athletes started posting content and getting in there. So just constant communication back and forth with the developers on fixing bugs and making sure that it was a seamless experience both for our athletes and for the members who were then joining as well. So honestly, that was probably the biggest hurdle. But now it's, okay, how can we make money either through investors or through revenue generation, like sponsorships and ads and things like that within the app, that can help us sustain this so that this app is around for generations of girls to come?
Well, that's great. So you really took it from the idea all the way through to execution, and now you're really building the brand is what I'm hearing you say to me.
And what we're trying to do, Sophia, is build like this ecosystem. So obviously the app is our hub, but we just launched a podcast related to girls in sports. We've got 4 episodes that are live now, and we're interviewing these collegiate athletes and other experts kind of in this world of women's sports. We want to do sports camps. With my background, I have like a lot of leadership development in my background. So I want to see, I love that we're supporting the sports side of things, but I also want to support the mental health and the confidence side of things. So I envision in the future that we have like She Sports leadership conferences for young girls and, things of that nature. We have a merchandise store. We have just an amazing group of athletes to interact with all of our communities. So we're just, again, like, we have the experts on the app. So I don't know if I've mentioned that yet, but we have not only our athletes who are posting content within the app, but also a range of different experts who are, again, within the realm of women's sports. So we have a sports psychologist, we have a mental health therapist. We just onboarded a nutritionist, and this particular nutritionist is out of the Kansas City area, and she specializes in eating disorders and things of that nature. We're in talks with this like multi-denominational or non-denominational like spirituality expert to come into the platform. So we're really trying to make this like a one-stop shop. If you're a girl in sports and you have a question or you're going through something, you're struggling with something, this is a place for you to come to help get some answers and guidance on whatever it is you're going through.
So, wow, yes, you get a lot of things in place and the right people, it sounds like. And I think with any winning team, right, you have to have that. So you're well on your way there, yeah. And I think it's awesome. So next question, I guess I'd like to talk to you a bit about what does changing the game for women in sports truly mean to you?
For us, it means, like, I just think back to when I was a middle schooler. Like, I was highly competitive. I loved playing sports. I loved competing with the teams I was on. And I think about the challenges that I went through back then and how much it has changed because of cell phones and social media and, all the things that our kids have access to online these days, how much it's changed the college recruiting process. Like, I just think how much the world has changed. And, athletes have always felt pressure to perform, pressure to be seen by the, if they had any aspirations to play at that next level. But I think today's girls, the mental side of it is so much different than it used to be. And again, I go back to because of cell phones, because of social media, because of all these online platforms that everyone has access to, there's this need now. Not only do they feel like they have to perform, but that they have to be perfect all the time. And really, that is the mission that is driving us, that we want to really support the mental health side of athletes and make sure that they feel seen, that they feel heard, that they know that they're not alone in the good, but most certainly the bad that they're struggling with in their lives as well. That look at all these amazing collegiate and pro athletes who have gone through some of the same struggles with injuries and mental health and not getting along with teammates, not getting as much playing time as you would like, right? All of these different issues that athletes struggle with that can be amplified these days because of social media and the negativity that comes along with that. So
it is.
Did that answer your question?
It sure did. No, hey, we could do, no, and then that's great. And, you know, we could do a whole literally episode on just nutrition. We could do a whole episode on mental health. We could do so many. There's so many great opportunities to continue to work together, Melanie, and get the word out collectively.
Yes.
Because you're right, there is so much pressure, and never in the world did we think we would. I mean, never in a time did we think we'd see this world being NIL. Are you ever going to see the same? You know, 4 years of the same girls that walked in to the first day and on the court, and then they're going to go the way through to a championship. A tournament? I don't think so. I think
it's the
portal. And we talked last time, you know, you and I connected on NIL and pay for play. But at third, fourth, fifth grade, I mean, I think kids are already seeing the hype around it. They are, you know, aspiring to be athletes and get full ride scholarships. It's not unheard of in the AAU world to have your freshman, you make varsity, and they're already taking a look at you. So how do you handle that as a young person? So I really think what you're doing is important. I really do.
Yeah, thank you. And it's I think too, when in the world of NIL and the pay to play, all of that, like, I think it goes both ways. Like, athletes are no longer super loyal to their teams and to their universities. But because now coaching, like as a coach, I think of it from their side too, they only have limited dollar amounts that they have to work with. And if something hotter and better and comes along, and maybe it's less money, maybe it's not, but I just feel like sometimes there's almost less loyalty from the coaching side as well, because they're also getting pressure to make sure that they have the best teams and that they're using their NIL dollars wisely and their scholarship dollars. So it's just a completely different world for female athletes. I mean, for any collegiate level athlete, but we also know that when it comes to NIL, there's huge disparities. Our female athletes are not getting quite the same number of opportunities as some of their male counterparts, and the dollar amounts that come along with those opportunities typically are a lot lower as well. So that was another driving force behind what we're trying to do with She Sports. We know we're never going to completely bridge the gap when it comes to females and NIL, but we're just trying to give more females access to NIL and a wider range of athletes too, right? So let me give you a real quick example. We have an All-American swimmer, a Husker swimmer, who's on our app. And she, a week or two ago, she just won a Big Ten championship. Right now, she is trying to decide what is next for her in her swimming career. And really what's next after she gets done with college here is potentially the Olympics. Like, that's the level of swimmer that she is. Yet she has very limited to no NIL, right? Like, she's amazing, yet no NIL. Like, how does that even work, right? When you've got somebody competing at the highest levels, earning accolades in the pool and academically, and yet just no opportunities for her. So we hope to keep, I guess, just giving more of these athletes the kind of exposure to new audiences and access to NIL dollars, to let them know that we see them and they're doing amazing things, and we're hoping that we can help bring them more exposure as well.
Sure. I think it's just really bridging the gap, too, if you can, with sponsors and education in the community of I do a lot of that currently. NIL is still confusing to a lot of certain, just even if you're a local business or if you're a larger corporation, you know, it's still a lot of misunderstanding around it or what it is and what it isn't, separate from a university or separate from a school. You know, and why do you need, I'm an NIL agent. Why do you want an agent? Why do you need one? What's the difference? And and the compliance around it. You have to follow compliance so you're not putting anybody's scholarships in jeopardy and whatnot. But let's, moving forward, I have to ask you, what skills do you think are most critical for women building something in the sports business space right now? What would you say?
Well, I mean, for us, we've tapped into as many different connections as we could. So just being well-networked. You're going to laugh. I teach business etiquette and professionalism courses here locally. And one of the things, and they're at the college level, so usually they're like freshman business students. And I tell them, so much of your career success is going to hinge on who you know, not what you know. Like, you might be the smartest person in the room, but it's somebody else who is going to help get you to the next level, right? And so I think just being well connected is really important in this space. And I just think, like, you have to have a mission behind your why. Like, our mission is driving us so intensely as we are building this out. Like, you have to have a mission that you're passionate about, because building a business is hard work. It's a lot of early mornings and late nights. It's not a 9-to-5. So in those really hard moments where you are just grinding and grinding, your mission is what is going to keep you moving forward, keep you motivated. And I think that's a huge, huge part of what has gotten us through. Like, my husband and I were working full-time jobs as we're building this company, and it's been really tough. Like, we've had to sacrifice on the family front. We've sacrificed in our other roles. And building a business is never easy. But if you've got a great support system, that network around you, and you keep focused on your mission and you just take it step by step every single day, you'll find success. But it's not always easy. And I think you know this as well, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And it's definitely a grind, but it's a good one. And you know, you stick to
yeah,
it. And
it is a good one.
And I like that you brought in some personal points of your life, too, and the sacrifices that you make, because I think that's important for people to understand. And they can relate to it. A lot of people have side hustles or doing things that they want to grow. And to be honest with you, I guess I have to ask another question. So we're going to do some rapid fire, more about you, Melanie. And
okay.
So the first question, rapid fire, is what's something people would be surprised to learn about you outside She Sports?
That I'm a former Miss Omaha. I competed in the Miss America system for a few years, so I'm a pageant girl.
Yeah.
I know pageants get bad rap, but I truly believe, like, there are so many, my public speaking skills, my interviewing skills, my writing, they are all better than they were because I competed in pageants.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's actually, I think, very competitive. And, you know, when I initially met you and we spoke about that, I thought it was really neat that it really opened up probably a lot of doors for you as well. And leveraging how to speak to people, how to speak in front of people, rather.
Yes, and just absolutely. And lots of different groups of people as well, right?
Sure. And then the talent portion and the rapid fire questions there. So I think that's a pretty neat fun fact. Next question. What's your go-to hype song before a big moment?
I don't know if I can give you a specific song, but I grew up listening to 80s rock and roll. So it's a really good 80s rock tune, something Def Leppard or Bon Jovi or Aerosmith, something
80s.
Like that. One of their good songs.
Sure.
AC/DC, you know, we'll go one of those songs.
You got it. So I like it. Next question. Who's your female athlete or leader that you think is an inspiration?
Oh, I mean, I have to go with Lexi Rodriguez here. So Lexi, if you don't know who she is a former Husker libero, four-time All-American. She plays now professionally for Love Nebraska, and she's currently trying to become the libero for the U.S. Olympics team here in a couple of years. But she is just such an amazing athlete, but she's an even better person, and she's down to earth. She works hard. She has goals, and she's working on reaching them. So I just think she's an inspiration, not only to all the young girls across the country who look up to her, but as a mom of female daughters, I just appreciate so much what she brings to the table athletically. But again, more importantly, just who she is as a human being, wanting to give back to the next generation. She Sports would not be here without her. So we are tremendously grateful for the amazing human that Lexi Rodriguez is.
Yes, awesome person, awesome athlete. Definitely a great association for your brand and I guess really just for the future of what it's going to look like. I think it's just really inspirational. And I got a couple more quick questions for you here.
Okay.
Rapid fire, coffee or tea?
Coffee, 100%, but only if there's creamer.
All right. And then are you a morning or a night person? I don't know if that had a relationship with the coffee thing, but morning or night?
Oh, yeah. Night, 100%. I always joke, I would rather work out at midnight than get up earlier than 7 a.m. to go work out. So night person.
All right. Sneakers or heels?
Oh.
Former beauty pageant question.
I know. I do. I love a good pair of heels. But like I said, we've got four kids. They're all very active, which we love. So I am running, especially after 4 o'clock every day, running all weekend long. So during the week, heels, after 4 p.m. and weekends, sneakers.
There you go. Favorite candy?
Snickers.
All right. That was an easy one for you. I
like
it.
I'm a chocolate nut. Anything chocolate, really.
Who doesn't need chocolate, right? So,
so
advice for the future before we wrap up. What advice would you give to the next generation of women who want to lead in sports but don't know where to start?
I know I've said it already, but I really want them to know that if you feel alone in your struggles, we want you to know that we're here for you, right? Like, that's why we've built She Sports. And there are so many young girls out there struggling with so many different things. You, as a young female, you're valued, you are worth something, you are loved. And if you need a space where you feel those things, if for whatever reason you're not getting it anywhere else in your life, or even if you are, this is another place that you can get the support and the love and the inspiration that maybe you're looking for. But hard things are going to happen in your life, and it's just trying to control the things you can control, like focus on those, get rid of all of the outside noise that might be happening in your life. Focus on what you can control and never give up. Like, whatever it is you're aspiring for, just never give up and keep reaching for the stars.
All right. And one final question before we wrap up today's episode. What's next for She Sports, and what should we all be watching out for?
So we just recently launched our podcast. So we're excited to be adding more amazing athletes and other professionals in the world of women's sports to that podcast. So watch for that. Go listen to episodes if you haven't, but just watch for that to keep expanding. I'm really excited about continuing to add opportunities for young girls inside the app and outside the app. So sports camps, leadership conferences, more individual coaching and group coaching and things of that nature. So we just feel like the sky's the limit when it comes to supporting girls in this space. We're going to keep testing a lot of different things and trying different things. But, you know, right now our athletes are really just in the state of Nebraska, and we're really excited about expanding our footprint all across the country because there's so many amazing female athletes out there that who have great stories to tell and are such good role models for our young girls. So we're excited to get a wider variety of athletes. And just think about all the different sports, Sophia, that are out in the world of women's sports. We're excited to get more athletes from different sports on our app.
It's been just an awesome opportunity to learn more about She Sports and all the cool things you're doing. And of course, we're going to have to stay in touch because there's nothing better than helping each other.
That's right.
Especially on the airways with Women Got Game and She Sports. I think we can really do some cool things in the future together from everything we talked about today. So let's definitely have you on another time as a guest, and perhaps I can be on She Sports as well. And just really keep moving the needle there. And Melanie, thank you again for your time. And Melanie Krings, You Got Game. Melanie, this has been such an inspiring conversation. Thank you for sharing your journey, your vision, and the impact you're making through She Sports. To everyone tuning in, thank you for being part of the Women Got Game community. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, share it, and keep supporting the women who are pushing the game forward. And special thanks to my executive producer, Chris Pfeiffer. I'm your host and producer, Sophia Fisher. Please visit us at wgte.org/womengotgame.
WGTE. Voices around us.
This episode of the Women Got Game podcast is made possible in part by KeyBank. KeyBank is a proud sponsor of women's athletics in Toledo and Northwest Ohio.